Out at the Alice Springs Jail, Jared Ewan is the horticulture industry officer.
Nah, we'll just wait here. So we're at the low security cottage complex. Here we're about to collect the prisoners that work for me in horticulture, and there should be about 12 or 15 of them.
Ever had anyone try to run off from the bok choy plantation?
No, never. No.
Yeah, don't muck around. We haven't got much time, mate.
Inmate Lloyd, who told me he's locked up for breaching a domestic violence order, is working in the bok choy crop as we speak.
Pretty good. Doing gardening. Make myself busy. Make my time come quick. Yeah, I'll be out in next week.
The skills that you're getting here out in the garden, do you reckon that might help you to get a job when you get out?
Yeah. We planted a couple of fruit back at where I'm living. Mangoes tree. Mangoes and I think banana tree. It might give me more experience, a bit more.
Darren, who gets out in October, said he's looking forward to having a bit of money in his pocket.
I'm just doing my time and want to get out and get away, go to bush and get a good job.
Tell me about what you do here, Darren.
Oh, we just do some planting, give them water, and first thing we give them a seedling first, and we always put them plants, follow the line and the arrow, so we can put the plants straight.
And how much money do you get?
40 every fortnight.
And so that money will be in your bank when you get out? You're looking forward to that, and what are you going to do with the money?
I might get clothes, get a new trousers and boot, and get a new bag, and yeah. Share the money with the family, get feed, yeah.
Back to crop developer and supervisor Jared Ewan, who says there are limitations to the prison enterprise.
The biggest limitation would be their skill level. Obviously, you get someone who hasn't really done anything like this. You just show them the basics and start from there.
What about the attitude and willingness to work?
Yeah, that's another big challenge. For me, I find with the shorter term guys that I've only got for a month or something like that, it's more about getting a work ethic into them rather than trying to show them skills to grow the crop. Because at least if each day they build on that work ethic, then they're going to turn up and they'll learn the skills as they go.
Have you had any communication, I guess, with success stories?
No, I haven't had any communication back on that. But the guys that don't come back, to me, is a success.
Alice Springs lettuce producer and distributor Mo McCosker says he buys the bok choy from the prison at comparable prices, and the 800 bunches he buys each week makes up 60% of his total bok choy sales.
Probably the most important reason for us was that last winter we were running out of space to grow the product.
Is it worth your while? Do you get much out of it economically?
Not so much in the dollar and cent term. But, you know, we do make money out of it, don't get me wrong. Where it saves me is if I don't have the space to grow it in my system, then obviously I've got to forego those sales. Otherwise, it's got to be, you know, bought in from interstate to cover those sale, that market. So, basically, yeah, it's a win-win for us and it's a win-win for them.
You mentioned before the potential for expansion. What ideas have you got in relation to that?
Possibly there are some other lines that I think we could help them with a bit further down the track, whether that be things like, say, you know, spring onions or spinach or silver beet or anything that's a good leafy line that's fairly hardy and something that's fairly easy to harvest and package. So that's where I'm sort of trying to lead them into those lines and stuff that gets used every day of the week.
Minister for Correctional Services, John Elfrink, says the 12-month-old enterprise is aimed at complementing local business and providing inmates with training, skills and income.
Some 30,000 bunches of bok choy have been grown in recent time. We are very careful to do as a prison system, however, is to augment and support local business and industry and not compete with it.
And the prisoners involved, how do they get the opportunity? Who gets chosen?
Well, they have to work very hard in terms of altering their behaviour patterns so that they get classified down as low-risk or open-rated prisoners. At the final stage of the work program is the sentence to a job program, which means that a prisoner can work in the community for full-time wages. And so that we have prisoners who leave prison with many thousands of dollars in savings, as well as a job to go to on Monday morning.